Okay, so now we have the laws of prayer, and we're doing chapter 125. This is talking about the laws of Kedusha, Dine Kedusha, the laws of Kedusha, Boy Dalet Sifim, and we have four subsections over here. Subsection Aleph, 1. Kishem she mitzvahs kaddish hu, shashliach tzibur oimer yizgadl v'yizkadash chulu b'shvil kol tzibur. Just as the mitzvah of Kaddish is that the shliach tzibur, the one who's leading the services, he says, yizgadal v'yizkadash, let it be great and holy, sanctify, and he does it for the community. He's sort of representing the community. V'hein oinrim acharov amen yehei shmei rab, but they respond by saying, amen yehei shmei rab, let his great name be mevarach, l'olam ha'mizbarach. So is the mitzvah of Kedusha to begin with. The way it's done is sheyomer ashliach tzibur nagdishach oy nekadish, that he says nagdishach. One version, the other version is nekadish, or the vatzibur shoyskim umekavnin lemasha ashliach tzibur oymer. The community is quiet. They have in mind. They're paying attention to what the shliach tzibur is saying. Ad shemagia likedusha, until it comes to the kedusha, the sanctity, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So we don't say anything that, but we just listen, and then till it gets to kadosh. V'oz oinim atzibur kadosh. So then the community responds with kadosh, kadosh after the chazan. V'chein b'lumosom. The same thing is when you say lumasu b'shabchim v'aimrim and ubedivre kotshcha, that we are fulfilling our obligation with what the shaliach tzibur is saying. So we don't have to say that, we fulfill the obligation. Ba'filu im yesh tes v'yoyser hashemim u'mekavnim l'shaliach tzibur. And even if there is nine people or more. So basically he's saying, you don't say it, nagdishach. You don't say, we'll see in a minute what we do it, but you don't say nagdishach, you don't say l'mosim m'shav k'merim, just pay attention. Even if it's a situation that there is nine people and more, hashoyimim u'kavnim l'shas, so they are listening and they are paying attention to the shliach tzibur, they have a kavon of a shliach tzibur. So he has a minion that is listening to him. You still don't say it. Ein liyochid loymari mashatz nekdishach oy nekadish. An individual should not say together with the shliach tzibur nekdishach nekadish. Shekivon shekavu nusach zeh b'kedusha. Since they had instituted this language in kedusha, yesh linig boy din kedusha k'may b'kodesh u'baruch. Then we should treat it. We should conduct ourselves as kedusha, as with Kodesh, Kodesh, Baruch. Ve'inayimrin davar shebekedusha. And and you don't say a hod of kedusha pachus ma'asora. If there is less than 10, you need 10. U'lishliach tzibur yesh tes hashem mekabnim loy. So the shliach tzibur has nine people that are listening to him. But when you're saying it, v'loy mishemeya, who's hearing you say it? So an individual can't say nagdishach or just say kadosh on his own, because you need to have nine people answer, listening to you. You're an individual, you're saying it, you can't say it on your own. If you want to say word for word, imashliach tzibur belachash, softly with the shliach tzibur, you want to say word for word, ein iser bedava, then there is no prohibition. For if they're saying word for word together, amidas shneim nachshavas ki achas, so they're both considered like one. If you're saying it again word for word together with a chazan, it's considered as one. Kumashis bar b'simik pegimel. As will be explained in chapter 183, over there it's in Sif Yud. One shouldn't do so only in a case in where he's pressed. As explained here, as explained in Simon Kuftes in Sif Gimel. so okay, so now we're going to say it. So this is talking about, so a person by himself cannot say Nagdishach. But he says here also, so when he says before not to say it, he's talking not saying word for word. He says when the shliach tzibur in the beginning, when he's talking before, he's saying just to say it with him, but not word for word. But word for word is allowed. But he says lechatchila you don't do so. Anyways, so b'kol zeh b'yachid. This is all talking about an individual. But if the tradition is for the community to say Nagdishach with the Shliach Tzibur, even though they're not saying softly with the Shliach Tzibur word for word, we shouldn't protest, since it's still, there's 10 over there. Even though normally a community, a tzibur is means when one says and there's 9 people that listen and they respond. But when each one says on its own, it's like an individual. As it will be explained in chapter Tovkuf 594. When you're just saying an Gedusha, it is necessarily, don't need this. Because they only say, that's a tzibur, but a davar shebe Gedusha, which you need 10, is only said, you can't say less than 10, but 10 couldn't say in the Kaddish. Kaddish Baruch, Shri Kaddusha, just as they say Kaddish Baruch, which is the main Gedusha. And still we say it not as a response to the Shliach Tzibur. Kedushas uvolitzion, like we say in the volitzion, we all say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. There's some who say that the 10 other people say you can say it individually as we do. But the Kedusha of Yudches, we should hold like a Kaddish, Omei Yishmer Abba, who are near Shoinim Atzibur, Achar Yizgadl, Shomer Ashatz, because Yishmer Abba is the community answering after Yizgadl with the Shlich Tzibur said, Kuma Anias Omen Achar Abroches, like Omen after the Broches. Vechem B'Kedusha, Yeshlarish Kodesh Baruch, Achar Nagdishach, Oine Kaddish, Omer Ashatz. So the same thing is, Kedusha, we should answer Kodesh and Baruch, after Nagdish Kaddish, which Shlich Tzibur said, Elim Kim Medoichik, unless he's pressed and he has to say it together with the Shliach Tzibur, as we learned earlier in 109 in Siv Gimel. V'yesh noigim kein mitama yedu lahem. Some people conduct themselves for reasons known to them, which is based in the Kabbalah. Filu shalemidach lemer kol nusach hakdusha Mashliach Tzibur Mila B'Mila B'Lachash, to say the entire Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur word for word, Lov Tez Nagdish Laritzu Kodesh, Kodesh B'Koil Ram. And the words Nagdishach and Naritzach and Kodesh Kodesh do it out loud. The way we do it, we do when the Chazan comes to Kel Kodesh, we all say Nagdishach and Naritzach together. Not the way he says to say Nusach Hakedusha im Hashliach Tzibur Mila B'Mila. We don't say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. We just say it first, and then he says it. So we do like the previous opinion that he brought down, even though he said you should only do it. See, the words of Nekadishach and Naritzach, they're like an introduction. Let's praise you and let's, you know, so, and then we say Kodesh, Kodesh, and then we respond Kodesh, Kodesh, which is let's praise you. That's the praise we're doing. But Nagdishach is sort of the instruction, let's go ahead and do it. That's technically said just by the Shliach Tzibur.
Shalom, Yishlabu, Ani Yishem Hazibur.
So it's interesting. According to the Kabbalah, you say, you just say the word together with the Shleich Tzibur softly. But here, where we do it like the previous opinion, even though he didn't rule so. The Shliach Tzibur says it. So according to here, so the Shliach Tzibur would basically say Nagdishah Naritzach, the whole, and say Kodesh Kodesh, and then you'd only say Kodesh Kodesh, and you wouldn't say this Nagdishah Naritzach. In all prayer books, doesn't it? I'm not sure, but that's what it says over here. Okay, well, the tradition, I guess, is like the middle opinion, like the opinion you mentioned before. Subsection 2. Asur ledaber be'emtza kedusha. It is prohibited to speak out in the middle of kedusha. V'chol ha'medaber olav ha'kosav ha'imer. Anybody who would speak about him, the verse states, this is a verse in Yishayahu Megimul Chav Beis. V'lo yoisi kodosu Yaakov. You didn't call me Yaakov, meaning, you know, while everybody is saying Kedusha, you're speaking in the middle. Kedusha is Bayim Simen Unvav, as explained in section 56, Siv Zayin, subsection 7. Vafilu yesh minyan b'lo diyosur, even if there's a minyan without you, it's prohibited. Not allowed to talk. Vafilu lilmoid, even to study, you're not allowed to. Imloi b'shor shashatz benagin. Unless if the Shliach Tzibur is singing, that the loy b'shor shasanigin at the time that he's singing, but loy b'shor shemachatech ha'isus, not at the time that he's expressing the words, can't study even then. You must pay attention when he's saying. Or else it's loy sekaros yakim. Vanusach shemesim v'shabbos ein mechal kedusha. But on Shabbos we add like more words than from the kedusha. That's not considered part of the kedusha. That's extra. One is prohibited to speak out in between Kodesh and Baruch. Question is Barbi Simon Unvav, as spoken in Simon Unvav. So in other words, even if the Chazan would be making some cantorial pieces over there, but between Kodesh and Baruch, you're not allowed to speak out. It's best not to talk till after the Amen of Akela Kodesh. So one shouldn't talk at all during the Chazor Setfal, but it says at least till after Kel Hakodesh. V'yira Shatz L'Sayim Lu'umosom Uv'Divrei Koydim Shechilu Hakol Baruch V'Yimlach. And the Shliach Tzibur should see to it that he should finish Lu'umosom Shabchim V'Emrim before they say Uv'Divrei Kodshecha, before they start Baruch Yimlach. Now this also goes according to the Lubavitch Nusach, Chabad Nusach. We don't say Lumosum Shabbat, when he says Kodesh, 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 we don't answer. It's only Shliach Tzibur says Lumosum Shabbat Emrim, and we don't say that, as it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shliach Tzibur says Lumosum Uvedivre Kodeshcha Kodesh Chizakal Baruch Vimlach. Those extra pieces, see, after Kodesh, Kodesh, Shem Tzibur, and when he says Lumosum Shabbat Emrim, and these are all from the verse over there, I think it's from Yecheskel, it comes from Ezekiel. Subsection 3. V'noigim lisa einayim l'morim. The tradition is to raise your eyes above. B'shar she'emnim kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. When you say kodesh, 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 you raise your eyes above. V'toiv sh'tiyenu z'gures. It's best that are closed. V'chein noigim, and it's also the custom, v'nanim gufam, that you move your body, v'noisim, noisim, v'na'oretz, and you raise it from the ground. Say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. You sort of step up, jump up. Smach l'minig, what is the, for this custom, a leaning for this custom, is, Misefer Echoles, Bruchim Atel Hashem, Shemayim, Vierdei, Merkova. Im Tov, Tagid Livonei, Mashani Oisei, Bishor Shemagdishim, there is a Sefer called Echoles,
to be like angels.
Yeah. So he says over here, blessed are you, not hesitating, it means safer, which means Bruchim at Hashem Shomayim Yerde Merkava. May you be blessed. If you tell my sons what I do at the time that you sanctify, when you say Kodesh, teach them that I should be raised above, to the house of their prayer, and they carry themselves above. I have no other delight in the world, like that time, when their eyes are raised to my eyes, my eyes to their eyes. And at that time, I hold on to my throne of glory, in the image of Jacob, and I hug it and I kiss it. And I remember to their exile, when I haste their redemption. So these are all from that, I guess, from that sefer. V'amru b'medrash, further it says in Medrash, and this is in Tanchuma, u'bishtayim ye'ofef, that he flies with two. This was about in the verse about the angel, that, you know, the various different the legs, the wings of the angel. So he says he flies with two, mekantiknu leif Adam al raglof. There you instituted that a person, la'af Adam, a person should fly on his feet, b'shoshim kodesh kodesh. V'loi ki'oysam shedolgim v'koivtzim, and not like those that jump. They jump over and jump. V'yesh mishikabal yodei. And there's those that have a tradition that you should also raise your body and your heels. When he says Baruch, Kivod, also raise yourself. When you say Yimloch, you also sort of raise. Now, I don't know what he says over here. In other words, while he's on his legs. So not to actually jump, not to leave the ground. You just maybe raise your feet, but not to actually jump. I think that's what he's saying here. The yesh mishoyneg tamayidu loy, and there is those who had the custom for reasons known to him, lichroya bebaruch v'yimloch, to bow when you say baruch yimloch, v'liskoiv b'shem, when you say baruch kvoid, and then you stay there by Hashem, you raise up. And there is no prohibition against bowing in an air place where the Chachamim have not instituted. Just like there is no prohibition against kneeling in the middle of Brach Yud Ches, when you lower your knees, because it says Kuf Yud Gimel over there. We learned in Siv Gimel that because it's not somewhere the Chachamim instituted, so it's okay. But actually, your feet should be together. When you're saying Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, you should see to it that your feet should be together. As it says in Tzadik Hei, Siv Aleph. You know, of course, we hold it till Okela Kodesh, till the end. We hold it together. As it says, in Siv Dalet, Hashemeya Kedusha B'mokom Echad. If you hear Kiddushah in one place, and you go into a shul, and you see the community saying Kiddushah, you go back and you respond with them. So like when you're sitting like in 770, you have minions one after the other, and you're just sitting in one place, you're going to hear Kiddushahs like from all over the place. One minion here, one minion there. Everybody's saying Kiddushah, so you got to answer Kiddushah for all the minions.